Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the new Civil Liberties Alliance has filed a complaint against the U.S. Department of Agriculture and its Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS. The group says that the new rule requiring electronically readable ear tags for certain cattle and bison transported across state lines is unlawful compared to the long-used visual tags. Now, the group representing ranchers, farmers, and livestock producers who move cattle across state lines urges the U.S. District Court for South Dakota to halt this illegal attempt to eliminate an already in place and efficient means of cattle identification. NCLA's litigation counsel, Kara Rollins, says USDA and APHIS are pursuing their objections without any regard to the statutory limitations placed on them by Congress. And sadly, in this instance, America's ranchers have been left holding the bag and footing the bill for this unlawful rule. Now, the new Civil Liberties Alliance says the new APHIS rule imposes punishing new financial and practical burdens in particular on smaller as well as independent cattle producers. We'll wait and see what happens, but the rule goes into effect on November 5th. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.